Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure this is geographically representative of our positions on the globe, but with finally, through great prestidigitation and digital knowledge.
And jumping through some hoops on my part.
Yes. It'll all be on the invoice, I'm sure. And so, if I go Alt-Tab, I can go to that other browser. And the show notes for today, because it's Friday, July the 29th, the day that will live in infamy, as Roosevelt often said. Maybe not quite as severe as Pearl Harbor's attack, though. Anyway, we're going to do the Friday wrap-up. So let's get to it so our 10 minutes doesn't get expired. Although it took 20 minutes to get to here, we won't dwell on that. On Monday past, as another instance of refreshing the routine, we talked about having guest blogging requirements, about having Twitter chats, and the best place to sign up for Twitter chats. If you need the show notes, of course, they're always going to be available to you. It's the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, just like on that image that Kelvin is showing there in the video. So if you're on YouTube, you can see it. If you're on Stitcher, Spreaker, one of the other audio things like iTunes and so forth, just remember the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, or just simply hashtag the Geier Cook Report. It will probably get you to finding us. So, and also there's a link to the audio on the iTunes channel on that Monday refreshing routine. And one of the things I mentioned was if you've got audio, please make sure you get it into iTunes. It's important that it's there. The Tuesday show was SEO Tips Tuesday, and basically it's about overcoming the fear of building local landing pages. You know, we oftentimes build landing pages for clients that are they're global or to anybody that speaks English and whatnot. But what if you just need the tire store in Detroit, Michigan to have a local landing page and go, oh gosh, I could never do that. Well, Miriam Ellis from Moz has given us an article, and the links are in the show notes, about the do's, the don'ts, the definition, what's the plan of action, and even the landing page mock-up. So that information, coupled with the article that we've got from Brad Smith about making sure that mobile first is the only design that you're doing, it's the only thing that's worth an investment, right? If you're going to have it be online, it's got to be mobile ready. And mobile ready faster, well, that's having to do with accelerated mobile pages. We did that in a show a while back. And so if you look up AMP and do a Google for that, you can find out how that can help you with your mobile efforts. Wednesday, we didn't do a show for recording because somebody was a sleepyhead. And we won't name any names for the sake of the audio people, but the people in video know where I pointed. Yeah, I'd have to point a different person. So on Wednesday, I had show notes available for favorite tools from Shaley Smith for doing WordPress stuff. Shaley, her description says she loves doggies, bad horror flicks, and stuffing her face with sushi. And she's a bit of a wizard with WordPress. Give that a go, and the link's there in the show notes. And she's got a set of tools there, and some of them I already use, like Buffer and PayPal and Toggle and so forth. There's some that I don't use that I looked at, and I have, I guess you'd say, a copy, a clone, a different way of doing the same thing. Like she uses a thing for project management that I don't use. I use a different one. Okay, same effort being applied. Thursday, the show was about setting up Google Analytics a little bit better than it comes to you out of the box. And the knowledge base article is about editing the permissions so that you can do advertising, reporting features, get those toggled on, and enable the remarketing audits to be done. And there's a note in there too about remember that if you upgrade somebody's permissions in Google Analytics, you can't set them back. You can only get more, you can't get less. So if you've got somebody set into edit mode and you want to change them to reanalyze, it's not going to happen. And now that we have that bit of business in B2B, B2B listeners set up your Google Plus profile if you don't have one already. We're going to continue to work on ours. We set up an email for the Guyer Kirk Report at gmail.com, and that's in the show notes as well. And finding out ways that we can take the show notes WordPress-powered website and interface it with Google My Business so that we can increase our reach and come up in search even better than we do now. So coordinate your website with Google My Business. The link is in the show notes, and it talks about the things that you do so that your business comes up in the local searches and Google My Business places, which means the maps and so forth. Now, on that link, which is BYOB website, bring your own brew website.com, I guess it is. It says, oh, you found premium content. Well, you can watch the free stuff and get enough gas in the tank to get you there. You don't have to pay for it. And if it's great and paying for it, well, then do that. And in the bottom of the show notes today, you'll see the shout out goes out to Helen, who emailed me from her blog saying that some of our content inspired her for a post on her blog. And so we've got that link in the show notes to go check that out. And that's been an in-writing fan. And I guess at that point, I can say those three magic words and we'll hold our posts. It's a wrap.